stand for the reading of God's word. I'm going to read one verse to you, Proverbs 29:18. I'm going to bring a message called Our Vision tonight. It's our vision, not just mine. It's all of ours together. Of course, God uses He uses a leader to start it. He always has a man to lead. The Bible says, where there's no vision, Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. Heavenly Father, help us now tonight, Father. Lord, I really believe with all my heart this is a vision you put in our heart. Help me to convey it to the people. Lord, help us to be united together as one and to be excited about what's coming ahead of us. Give us that miracle, Father. Give us that miracle that we, Father, that we so badly need. And we promise you we'll praise you for all these things. Pray for Tammy Lynn. Hope she feels better, Lord. I know she's not doing good right now. Pray for Shannon and her surgery. And Lord, just be with all those who are sick tonight. Continue to raise up Brother Mike. Thank you for him being here, Father. Help me, Father. Help my lungs. And the Lord, bless the tent revival coming up. Be with Brother Billy. Thank you for a young man that cares about the old past. Bless them in their tent revival, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Over 20 years ago, the Lord brought me to Bethel Baptist Church. Little Mary was in here cleaning, and Billy Vance was, I think I saw Bill Vance walking around here somewhere. But I remember when I came here, the Lord brought me to Bethel, and when I came here, I looked around here, and this church was without a vision. The bus ministry had shut down. They said they hadn't used the Becca building in 2 years. I don't believe they hardly had any outreach ministries at all, if they had any. I know they had closed the Sunday school down, but I don't know if they might have restarted right when I got back. I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is when I came here over 20 years ago, this church did not have a vision. Matter of fact, I believe this church was ready to collapse. I believe this was on the verge of going under. But God, it's God's church, and God can do anything. Amen? And so when I first got here, my first vision was a goal, was to restore a broken church that was troubled with broken hearts. That was my first vision. When I got here, I didn't worry about no programs. I didn't worry about no big days. I saw the church was hurting. I saw the deep hurt within. And the only thing preacher did, and you young preachers, listen to me, you learn from the old men. My first vision was not to build a thing here. My first vision was to love and to restore the people that were left here. And God came down and He blessed us. Remember the tears? Remember the tears that we shed together? And I remember some people would leave. And I'll be honest, it was scary for me and Rosie. I've never been in a place like this that had been so hurt. We had people leaving here crying. I'd say, why are you crying? They'd say, because we're so happy. Because they were so hurt prior. And my first year, I just focused. Probably the first couple years, I just focused on loving the people, trying to get my people back, and a lot of painting. Everything here was brown. It was like everything was wild, just crazy. And it was like a demonic. It was really like a depression. And it really was. How many remember when preacher? Those are here when. How many were still here when preacher came at first? The ones that catch her. And so you know what I'm talking about, man. Josh, I went down that basement, and that hallway. You try to paint that hallway. It took about 20 gallons of paint. I put some bright yellow on it. I put bright yellow on it, and all these other classrooms, man, I put all kinds of colors. The Becca building, that thing was like a brown too, and they hadn't used it for 2 years. I got some aqua paint, aqua, and I painted that thing aqua with white, I think. You thought you were in a fish aquarium. telling you, and someone said to me, it's almost like you come to, you're shocked when you get in here. And I said, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to shock this church back to Jesus. Because this church was almost totally shut down. And my first vision for this church was just to restore what we had. It was about 50 of us, somewhere in there. And my second vision was to build up the numbers of the congregation. Diane, I can see the... Remember, when we would hit 100, remember we would clap, we hit 100 people. When I got here, it was only running about 50 people or so. And they hadn't seen 100 in years. And when we first saw 100, oh my lands, we got excited, man. We were packing the building out at 100. Amen? Now I get mad when we just run 100, even on a Wednesday night. But how many remember that with me? And my goal was to run into 200s, and we did. And matter of fact, there for a while, we ran close to 300 a service, the parking lot, and you know, things happened, and we just couldn't contain the people and continue. But we've always, the last few years, we've stayed close to 200s. We've been in the 200s, close to the 200 mark all the time. And in that area, and we've got a solid 200 nucleus. And I was glad for that. And we have, by the way, there was one Easter, and I'm not talking, now we've hit 700, 800, even 1,000 on VBS. But there was one Easter Sunday, we had about 465, I think, 485. We had almost a 500 day here with adults on an Easter Sunday. I don't know what year it was, but we've had some big days here. We've had some big days with Preacher. And we got some greater days in the future. Amen? Because my work's not finished yet. And it really isn't. And then my next vision, about the third year in here, we had a great bill. The mortgage was $2,400 a month just on the church building. And Josh, when I got it, our offerings were only like $500 a week. So you can do that. You've got between 500 and 700. I don't know how you guys fed me, to be honest with you. Because with all the bills we had when I got here, it's amazing we made it. But the Lord took care of it. And so one day I walked in here and I said, Johnny, I told the church, I said, we got an emergency. This is before 2009. I said, we've got an emergency. 911. How many remember the 9-1? It was a building fund. And I said, we're going to do $1,111 every week or every month on the bill. And we had a program to pay off the mortgage in 5 years or 7 years. And within three or four years, we paid the mortgage. How many remember that on this building? Brother Ed, I couldn't find it, but I got a picture of me and Eddie and the deacons up here. And you that weren't here that day... Brother Jordan, the day I burnt the mortgage, I caught the fire cook off and almost burnt the sanctuary down. Just paid it off and almost set the church on fire. Can you believe? What a goober. It's amazing you guys put up with me, man. But how many remember that? We had an emergency and the Lord brought the money and we paid that off. And I praise God we accomplished that goal. Then my next vision was to secure land because we started getting crowds again. And like when we get 250 people in here, this church will seat 350 if the choir and everything, but our parking lot won't. See, that's where our problem is, church. I've got enough space to put people in. I just don't have enough people, places to park them. Bobby's out there a lot of times. One week he said, Preacher, we lost five cars. Five cars came in and came out because they had nowhere to park. And so we started looking for a piece of land. And we started looking for that land. And boy, we went after all kinds of places. And we got that down, one down. And they finally saw that piece of property on Infirmary Road. And remember how we went out there and we bought it for $200,000. How many remember that? And we paid that off in about 2.5 years. So this property here is paid for. The land's paid for. Now we bought the house. We haven't got the house paid for. That's probably about 100. I'm just guessing now. Don't hold me to this. I'm thinking we're about $110,000 on the house now, somewhere in that area. And so that was accomplished. And remember when we first got that land? It didn't have a road on it or nothing. Eddie got a road on it. And one day I stood up here, Diane, remember, I put my foot in my mouth like I usually do. Josh, I don't know if you were here then, but I don't know what got me. I said, and Wilson's going to put a road out there, and I'm going to set a tent up, and we're going to have 1,000 people. Well, how many was there when I said that? And I went home that Sunday morning, and Rosie said, did you know what you said? I said, I know what I said, and I didn't say it. She said, you did too. I heard you say it. I said, I know it came out of my mouth, but I didn't say it. I said, it was just like something got hold of my tongue. I said, 1,000 people. But I said, Rosie, it's not my fault. I think the Holy Spirit did it because I didn't do it. I'm not that dumb. No building, no road. We run in about 225 people. Even a moron's not going to say he's going to have 1,000 people running 200. I'm not that crazy. I don't think I am. And we start praying. And I rented out a tent with 750 chairs in it. I brought those Filipino singers in. Got Porter to get the hot dog stand and a Coke. We put an ad. It was right during the balloon affair. And we said we're going to launch balloons. What we did, we launched helium balloons with gospel tracks with a statement that saying we launched this from the land the Lord just gave us. And by the way, we launched 1,000 balloons with a statement about the gospel in it. And I remember because people were crying. And how many of you ever seen that baseball show, You Build It and We'll Come? Field of Dreams over this? I'm not kidding you, Mike. Eddie had one role. We didn't have the ball diamond. We didn't have the pavilion. We just had those 24 acres of land and a preacher that was crazy. And I stuck a tent up about where I stuck Betty. I stuck up a huge tent right about where the flag is. And we just started praying. I said, "Oh God, please, those people, please bring 1,000 people." We put an ad: free hot dogs and pop. We're launching balloons. Come out. And Billy, Carol, you should have seen it. And hundreds and hundreds of cars came. How many was there that day when we launched that? People were coming up and crying. He said, "Preacher, we're sorry. We didn't believe you." And I was crying too. I said, "I didn't believe me either. Don't feel bad." We made up packets. And everyone that came, we gave them a packet with a bunch of gospel tracts in it. It might have been, I don't know if we had What's Good About Hell, but we had something in there to try to reach them. We had all kinds of stuff in there. Had a big packet, welcome packet. And we had, you know where the ball diamond is? Roger Whitaker and them were parking them all. That's where we parked all the cars, John. And it was, that thing was filled, Betty. Picture the ball diamond up where the backstop is. Emma, that the cars were all the way almost up to the flag. And there were people everywhere. I never saw those people. Some of them I've never seen again. We had over 1,000 people. They didn't know what they were out there, but God brought them. And I don't know what time we did it, but we all got out there, and we had 1,000 balloons, and everybody had a balloon. That's why I know we had more than 1,000 people, because I had 1,000 balloons, and every person had a balloon. Yeah, and they launched, I've got pictures of it, they've launched it, and actually, to be honest with you, we could have had a plane wreck because we launched 1,000 balloons. I never thought about those idiots coming in there during that time,
But God took care of it, so they didn't, you know, because there's an airfield that field's right next to us. You know? I mean, 1,000 big helium balloons with, hello, this is Bethel Baptist Church. We've launched this from the land the Lord just gave us. It's no accident you got this balloon. I want you to read this gospel tract and trust Christ as your Savior. And we had them, what's that plastic stuff you call it? We had them laminated. And we had people from Canada write, from Pennsylvania write, from New York write to me. One lady still keeps sending me on the church email. She still keeps writing to me. And that's been 10 years, almost 10 years ago. And we saw God. We saw God do something. I just pray for this lady's daughter. Satan's trying to destroy her daughter's life. We just prayed God would bind that darkness and set that young lady free. She's brought her granddaughter here a few times, and her daughter get set free. Amen? I'm going to tell you, God can do anything. God can do anything. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, God can do anything. We saw that happen. And then we put a road in. Then we put did the pavilion come up or the ball diamond? What was first? Pavilion? About the same time. We put that pavilion up. And then we put the ball diamond up. And by the way, that ball diamond alone, you don't think it, but that we got $25,000 in that ball diamond. Just that backstop, I think, cost $5,000. Trust me, if we ever have to move that, I'm not losing that backstop. We paid $5,000 for that. Holy mackerel, you ain't kidding. Hello? In the dirt. Well, dirt, I can't do nothing about the dirt, but maybe I can sell holy ground, holy land, $5 a bag or something else. That pavilion, I don't know what we paid for that pavilion, but it's all paid for. And boy, we've seen people saved in it. We've had great times out in it. We're going to have a lot more great times out in it. And I, one vision after another, I've seen God do. And now we had that vision. We've had it for a long time for our building. We've had a lot of setbacks on that building, haven't we? I'm going to tell you, this preacher's been discouraged. But God always rises up. Amen? And now I'm going to show you what our vision is. We're going to trust God to take care of this. Now, I will say this. You could have had a building out there. But I'm glad you stood with your preacher. We could have borrowed about 5-6 years ago, we could have borrowed $1.5 million. We could have been in debt. But before we signed those papers, I was sitting there with that banker and those deacons. And God bless you deacons that stand with the man of God. And the Lord said to me, I'll go to my grave saying this to you, whether it happens, if I see it or not. But I know what the Lord said to me. He said, you're going to borrow money. You don't trust me to provide. And I just said to the deacons, right, you guys are there with me. No. How many of you there were at that meeting when I said it? No, none of you. Carl was there, I know. And anyway, there were about 5 or 6 guys there. And I just said, we're not borrowing the money. God just told me not to borrow the money. He'll provide. Now, he told me to get $250,000 and start. That never came yet. But he said, get $250,000, start building, and you'll never quit building. By the way, I don't think we ever quit. Once we start building, we never will quit building. I believe we're going to build till Jesus comes. But here's my goal, and here's my vision. And I'm going to show it to you, and I'm just going to give you, let me just give you my, I'm going to preach the end. I'm going to preach the end to you right now. First of all, you must to have a vision, you must have a dream. In Genesis 37:5, Joseph had a dream. The Bible says Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren. And you ever know something? Preacher always tells you what God puts in my heart. Amen? Secondly, not only do you have to have a dream, but you got to have a cause. David said in 1 Samuel 17:29, is there not a cause? What is a cause? A cause gives you something to fight for. A cause gives you a reason to battle on. We have a cause to keep going. Otherwise, we give up. Amen? David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? And I know why David had a reason, because he heard the king said, if anybody kills that giant, they'll get my daughter. And the king's daughter was real pretty, and he said, wow, man, I'll go out there and fight that giant. I'll win, I'll get that woman for be mine. Wow, boy, I tell you, some guys will just kill themselves over a woman, won't we? David had a cause. You got to have a vision. You don't have a vision. That's the reason this church wasn't going nowhere when I came, because they didn't have a vision. It lost its vision. But along with the vision, you got to have a dream. Along with the dream, you got to have a cause. And then lastly, you must have more dreams after the one dreams. Because the Bible says in Genesis 37:9, Joseph dreamed yet another dream, and he told his brethren. Don't just stop having dreams. Keep on dreaming. Keep doing great things. I'm gonna show you tonight in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, our dream. I'm going to show you some things. And boy, the more I go out there, Brother Marty, I just went out there today. You usually see me out there. I'm just sitting underneath the pavilion. I usually take my radio with me, sit there and listen to the radio, hear the Indians lose and stuff like that. Or I take a tape player, take a tape and listen to a tape. And I want to show you the dream. Before I show you, let me tell you what I want. The Lord's going to give us, Jimmy, a new building. But that next, I want you to know, the next building we build, that's not the last building. That's really I don't want you to get this. By the way, it's beautiful. It's immaculate. It's a beautiful church building. But really, the first building that we're going to build, we can't tell Lasco this, but it's going to be our. We're going to use it as a church when we go out there. But that's just the first building. That's going to be our Christian school. The next building, die. The next one we built, once we get out there and we have that paid for, just trust me, it'll all come. Then later we're going to pack that out. Then we're going to build another one. It's just for the sanctuary. Hello? You say, you're a dreamer. Yeah, I know. I dream about having a lake, a little small pond lake in the back there where the woods are. I want to have, there's a place out there. What's the name of that place we walk around, David? Was it? There's a sunny lake where people go. They have a big lake. I mean, ours won't be that big, but where they actually have nice pavement and they walk around. They can walk around and they got benches. I got a dream for that. Amen. I really do. I got a dream that we can just go there and have picnics, and we can walk around there and exercise. Amen. And have the playground for the kids, and have just for our. Are you with me? I got a dream where I wrote some of this stuff down: a school and a gymnasium for their kids, and a bus garage. I got a dream to put the tractor and all the other stuff, a bus garage out there. We need a bus garage real bad. I got a dream after we get those buildings built. I got more dreams. How about a college building? How about dorms? Amen. And I noted this, listen, Bethel, let's keep the dream alive. I'm going to give this dream to you. I'm planning on being here. I don't know how good my heart's going to make it. You know, the preacher's getting worn out. But I'm going to keep on keeping on until there ain't nowhere keeping on for me. Amen. By the way, I am feeling better. I'm having a hard time breathing. But, you know, I'll come back. But if I don't, this is not mine. This is yours. This is yours to go on with. But I'm planning on being with you. Don't misunderstand me. Preacher, I'm not figuring on checking out. But what I'm trying to tell you is, no matter anything would happen to me, this is still the dream for Bethel. Preacher, don't have to be here for you to see this happen. I hope I get to see it. I hope the Lord lets me see it. I hope we're all together. I was telling Arlene today, a lot of us have been together for a long time. I'd like to, you know what would be great, Ray? I'm so glad you and your wife have been saved for 4 years. Wouldn't it be great, Billy, if we could all just go up as a church in a rapture? Oh, wouldn't that be great? I believe the rapture could happen any time. Well, let me show you. I might, Andy and Austin, grab that board for preacher. And you kids might have to stay with me. I should have brought some of those potato chip clips. But I've got these boys here. So now, no, I'll put it here in front, Aust. We'll see. You might be right. I'm hoping that everyone... We're right in the middle, son. No, don't leave. Stay on one side. You're going to be a potato chip clip holder. So are you, Aust. Oh, you know what? You boys might have lucked out. You might have lucked out. Hold on. Just hold it right there. I don't need you, Danny. Is it crooked? Okay, hold on. How many can see it? Okay, you can sit down. I can do it. I can do it, son. I think. No. I don't like it that way. Come here. Be my chip. One on each side. Let me get in front of you guys. Okay. How many can see this?